sometimes less is more, and sometimes more is more. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? As Stephen Sondheim said, and I've said this many times before, why not a few, why not a slew? In his marvellous song, titled More. If you can see more, then you've got more. And that's what this capitalist society, if I can get political for a moment and economic for a moment, is all about. Turbo capitalism is about having more and other people having less. So more is better. Bigger cars, bigger houses, more experiences that you have to tell us about. So you're not really living in that experience. You're living in somebody else's experience because while you're having the experience, you're thinking of what other people think about it. So you're not really living it, are you? And the more is more scenario is definitely on board here on the extraordinarily titled six-headed shark attack. Now, there's been a three-headed shark attack, but this one, this film, contains four and five-headed sharks and the six-headed shark. Why? Because their heads keep being removed. But the wrinkle is they can grow new heads. It's a bit like a hydra, but with a shark. Now, the thing about this is that they explain it away early doors by saying there's some laboratory somewhere where they're fiddling with sharks. That's not the exact words they use, but, you know, it's actually quite a lot of the dialogue on this. I heard that, but I didn't hear quite a lot of the dialogue on this in this movie because the music, the incidental music, which is like a kind of, it's like a kind of big World War II epic. It's as if it's a Steven Spielberg epic with an enormous battlefield scene with 1,000 extras and all of that. That comes along at one point while they're just crawling over some rocks. And the music is so intense. I mean, I quite like it. It's got quality, but it's too loud. I can't hear what's being said. Too loud. I can't hear. Can't hit you. Too loud. Too loud. Oh, nice music, though. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, in some ways, that's good. Because there isn't much point in listening to the sloganeering script. The basic plot is this. There are a group of disparate individuals, male and female, different ages, who are all on a remote island, and they've all signed up to some kind of marriage or relationship therapy. And it's called obstacle therapy. Now, okay, if... It's actually, the actual therapy is about working together, you know, to overcome obstacles. Like you have to, everyone's really frightened because you have to walk up a sort of rope step, a wooden step thing, which is about, 5 foot off the floor? And you have to do it together because you get the balance then, don't you? You see, together. Obstacle therapy isn't a good name for that because obstacles are the reason why they're here. So if you're going to have a therapy with obstacles, I suppose you could overcome them. Maybe that's the idea. I don't think it's been marketed particularly. I don't think it's a thing. I think it's just something for this particular film. Now, I was delighted to be told about this movie by someone very close to me who recorded it from the TV for me, the TV, and myself and my good friend Alan. Hello, Alan. We inevitably watched it more or less 2 days later, because we've been talking about it on text. And Alan had actually done some research on it. Yeah. You see, this has all come from Sharknado, hasn't it? Which I happen to like. And things like Sharktopus. Anybody seen Sharktopus? If you have seen it, you probably won't be putting your hand up, will you? Well, I've seen it. My hand's in the air at the moment. Hands in the air like I just don't care. Because I quite enjoyed it for the ridiculousness of it. And in some ways, I enjoyed this for the ridiculousness of it. Okay, first of all, the shark. The shark, I mean, it's kind of, I suppose it's CGI'd. Sometimes you can't really see where it is in the water, in that it's looking up a la Jaws at shadows of wakeboards, you know, surfboard, wakeboard things and ships and boats and things. But it doesn't really, the size of it in relation to that doesn't really doesn't really work. There is a moment where somebody is being chowed down upon by two of the heads, and he's neither in the head nor out of the head. It's that sort of thing. He's just sort of in midair, which is a nice trick and a neat trick, and he might have a superpower, but I don't think so. There is another moment where someone is being chowed down on by one of the sharks, and I don't know if it's a kind of gigantic rubber head. I don't know. But certainly the next shot is... I mean, in the first shot, there's blood everywhere. The next shot, she's not really chewed upon at all. She's intact on the floor. Dead, but intact on the sand, you know. And there is another scene where it jumps through a hole, and I could swear it was somebody with its fingers in two rubber shark heads that have been blown up, you know. In fact, the shark is blown up eventually. Sorry if that's a spoiler alert, but I don't think you're going to watch it, are you? Or if you do, I don't think you're going to be interested in what happens at the end. So, throughout, the shark arrives. And the basic plot here is that it's like a farce. Because they spend an enormous amount of time going from an island to a pontoon to a boat back to the island. We've got to leave the island because there's a tropical storm coming. Back to the pontoon. Then we need to get off the pontoon. Back to the boat. The storm is completely forgotten. It must have blown itself out. I mean, they don't mention it after that. Then they're all back to the island. And I'll tell you what, considering this shark is in the water and they're really worried about actually getting in the water, they don't half get to the island quickly. I mean, these must all be... they must all be Olympic gold medalists. Because they get from the boat, which when you see the picture, the shot of the horizon, there's no boat to be seen. So blimey, it must be miles away. There's no boat. There's no pontoon. There's just the sea, and yet they're getting back to the beach in about a minute. Well, 30 seconds actually. That's fantastic. The Americans are going to have a superb swim team come the next Olympics. Let me tell you that. They're a disparate bunch. They're older and younger. They're all conventionally good-looking or gnarled. You know, some of the blokes are gnarled. There is a moment, it's extraordinary, where they, one of the gentlemen who is worried that the bloke who organised the trip, who knew there was a tropical storm coming in, but didn't tell them, and there's no kind of moral, there's no moral basis to this, because he's seen his girlfriend get killed by the shark, you see. There's no real moral, there's no, well, why did you do that? He just kind of does a puppy dog eyes. And then the woman who is, I mean, of course he's going to get with her because she's having trouble with her partner, you see. He's got a bit of anger issues. And he gets killed because he is in the, you know, the tower with the light of a lighthouse. They are putting the light on to show the people where they are, I presume, in the daytime. So it's not really, it's not that effective. It's not for the daytime. It's not, you've already got quite a lot of light, so it's not going to really show anything. No, it's not. Don't worry. Oh, you've done it. Okay. And he's in there with a, I don't know what he's firing through. He's got a rifle. And they're going to lure the shark, the six-headed one, who, let me tell you this, runs by using two of its heads as legs. It's extraordinary in that one side, as you're looking at it, the left-hand side, has got more of a rhythm than the right-hand side. That looks a bit clunky, actually. It's a nice touch, if it's meant that way. They're going to lure the shark on, and then they're going to lure it over a pit where they've got lots of explosives, and he's going to fire at the explosives and going to blow up. Unfortunately, he decides to fire at the bloke who's organised it, because he thinks that you're with my bird, etc., etc. If it was a cockney, you with my bird, etc. If that was a cockney thing. So he eventually gets killed because the shark has its head cut off. And I think, if I remember right, there's an explosion and the head flies through the air with the greatest of ease and lands right in the top of the, and wedges in the top of the lighthouse. Now, the head can't be that big. And yet, by the time it gets to the lighthouse, it's blooming massive. So it kills him. And there they can get together, you see. They're the only two left, by the way. At one point, someone who's seen her partner, who's the grizzled kind of Crocodile Dundee type, it's called Crocodile Dundee, you know, someone mentions it earlier on. That's a very old reference. Anyway, he dies, and after putting a puncture wound in one of the sharks, and therefore we see the other heads eat that shark's head, he dies, and she is just bereft. Stands, I mean, we don't see her get there at all. Suddenly, one minute she's in the lighthouse, looking upset and staring into the middle distance. You know, kind of Ryan Gosling acting, but not as good. And the next moment, she's on the rocks. I mean, metaphorically and literally. And I literally died. You didn't, did you? But this is literal. She's on the rocks, and she's kind of doing a reaching out to the ether, and the shark jumps and snaffles her up. Really, you've got to suspend disbelief in such a way that you're not concerned how big the shark is at different times. It appears to get bigger and smaller wherever it is. You've also not got to be too concerned that the shark faces are lovely. They're so sweet. Little sharks. Little shark. That's not what's supposed to happen, is it? You're supposed to be frightened of the shark. But no, these are little sharks that look lovely. So they spend most of the time going from island to pontoon to ship to pontoon to island and back again. You're never given a moment to think, because if you were, you might think, this is not very good, is it? And the acting is such that it's all slogans and there isn't a page of dialogue. It's probably all cut up and, you know, given to people. There you go, there's your lines. And there's no real character acting. There is a moment where you've got someone on a boat who's approaching, who's coming to save, and it's the girlfriend of the bloke who runs the thing. He's emoting, saying, there's a six-headed shark out there, and I've never seen it before. You know, it's going to be terrible. And she's emoting away. And he's obviously been told by the director, you just concentrate on the sea. So basically, it looks like he's not bothered at all, even though he can hear the person sitting right by him, really upset. He doesn't comfort her. He's just, that sea looks a bit choppy. Yeah, I must concentrate, otherwise I might run aground or something. It's not good. I mean, I don't think much of the work is good here. Some of it's okay, but there's nothing that's going to... They're not going to be on the red carpet at Oscar time, let's put it that way. I mean, that doesn't really matter. I don't really care about that, but it's not about the actors, is it? It's about the six-headed shark. And even that isn't very good. Ta-ta.